But first, we're talking about the biggest sporting event in the world, the World Cup, which is underway. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the man considered the greatest soccer player of all time to talk about the World Cup. We welcome to the program Pelé. Good morning.
Hello. Hello, good to be with you. I am the great Pelé.
Yes. Great to have you. It's an honor to have you on the show.
You must bow down to me and pay homage.
Yes,
you must,
okay.
You must honor Pelé.
Okay, we are honored
to
have you.
Bowing down right now.
I am watching this World Cup, and I tell you it is bad.
It's bad?
It is bad.
Why?
Yes, I played for the Brazil.
Yes.
In my day, I was the best in the world. I was the great Pelé.
Yes.
I don't remember you laughing like that.
I was wonderful. I was great. Now you tell me, what were you? What were you ever in life?
Well, we never achieved your greatness, that's
no,
for sure.
Of course not.
No, you did. Wait, who was that last one that spoke?
Which one, me?
Or
no,
me?
That one right there.
George.
You sound like a D-list celebrity with a vanity country band. Tell me.
A vanity country band? What is that?
Yeah, a vanity country band. Listen, Cristiano Ronaldo, this man.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This man, this being that is from Portugal.
Yes.
I have watched this guy, and I have watched him, and I'm here and prepared to tell you that without any further delay, that Cristiano Ronaldo is a bitch.
All right, now Pelé. That
okay,
is the most
you
callous
me,
response.
You ask me, you put this question to me, I tell you, he is a bitch. So he is a bitch now.
That is the most callous observation about a very talented soccer player.
Yes, right. The greatest soccer players of all time are in my head right now.
Hmm.
Who are
Number
they?
Number one is me, the great Pelé.
Okay, that makes some sense.
Number two is Tattoo from, I believe, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Sidekicks, yes. Yeah.
Yes, with the shirt come-off thing.
Yes.
Yes. And number three is Brittany Chastain. Randy Chastain.
Randy Chastain is the third greatest of all time, in your
third
opinion.
Third greatest of all time, yes. You tell me.
I don't know that I agree with that list, except for you. You should be number one.
Let me tell you something now, and you listen with your ears. Messi is not a good player.
Hmm.
Wow.
Not a good player. He cannot do the bicycle kicks needed to win the big one. He will never win the Soccer World Series. No.
The Soccer World Series.
Yes, never win it.
The World Cup?
Yeah, World Series. Whatever it is called. I'm not sure now.
Yeah, you should know it's the World Cup.
They change all the time. Hey, which one is this one?
This is Craig.
Okay. So you're the one who's okay with pony play. It's the other one that doesn't think it's a worthwhile pursuit, right?
That's right.
Yes. I will tell you another thing, and this thing that I will tell you now. Soccer is overrated.
Whoa. I can't believe Pelé is
Pelé
saying that.
Pelé would say that.
Yes. It is overrated. It's a third-tier sport at best. Some people may think it is weird for Pelé to be admitting this. The great Pelé. That's what I am. But the way I see it is that I am just saying what needs to be said. And that is that soccer is a crap sport.
Oh, man.
You are hardly being an ambassador for your sport right now.
In fact, I say that soccer is stupid and should go away.
Oh, gosh.
It should go away. I mean, come on. Why can't we use our hands? Our hands are good, no? Yes, right?
Yeah,
no?
But not for soccer.
Yes, well, listen. I was visiting with Johan van der Sloot, and he agreed that this opinion I have is special.
Well, now.
I'm at a distance from that.
What?
You should, too.
You have a problem with Johan van der Sloot?
Yes.
Tell me, what is it?
Well, it sounds like he was a murderer to me.
Well, it sounds like you're a bitch to me.
Pelé.
Well, it sounds like you're not Pelé to me. How about that?
Yes. Well, you go ahead. You take me off.
I'll take you on.
Big boy.
What are you doing?
Big boy.
What are you doing? What are you doing living in Serbia now? Where'd you get that accent?
I can live wherever I want to. You think just because I'm Pelé, I can't live wherever I want to? You're a bitch.
Punk ass.
I'll take you down the road.
Bring it on. You're 77 years old. I'll kick your ass all over the place.
All right, I kick your ass. Bye.
Bring it. Sorry, that got contentious there at the end.
Man, I never thought it would devolve to you two getting in a fight.
That was allegedly Pelé. I don't know. We're going to check on that.